This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You recognize Enter Sandman, don't you? Maybe it's not on public radio all the time, but it is one of the most popular rock songs ever, as its creator, Metallica, is one of the most popular rock bands ever. In 23 years, Metallica has sold more albums than Ozzy Osbourne, Madonna, and the Beatles. But was Metallica getting rusty? The longtime bass player had quit the band, and the remaining members were spending more time squabbling than making music. So, what to do? Well, in this case, hire a $40,000 a month therapist and allow cameras in to document what happens next. The result is a new documentary called Some Kind of Monster. Day to Day's Madeline Brand has seen all.
With just that amount of information, you can't help but wonder, is this for real? Or has Metallica morphed into the fictional rock band Spinal Tap?
I am not interested in playing music with you if you're not happy in there. I just don't want to become a f***ing parody.
That's drummer Lars Ulrich arguing with the other key member of the band, James Hetfield. Rewind 23 years. Lars and James are teenagers. It's 1981, and the two of them form a band, eventually inviting guitarist Kirk Hammett and bass player Jason Newsted to join. During the 90s, Metallica becomes the biggest band in the world after they release a record known as the Black Album. Filled with stadium standards like Enter Sandman, whose anger and alienation resonate with Metallica's working-class fans. Metallica becomes very rich, each member a multimillionaire. But with wealth and fame come the ego clashes, the power grabs, the hard partying, something I asked Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield about in a recent interview.
You know, you can argue that a little dysfunction or a lot of dysfunction and a generous helping of bad boy behavior was good for you artistically.
But 20 years later, you know, we had to, you know, for our own survival, there can be no Metallica if the members of Metallica are not in a place of being able to function. And we had to kind of sit down and work through some stuff from the last 20 years that was unresolved in order for Metallica to even have the option of continuing.
Enter Phil Toll, a therapist and performance enhancement coach. Toll basically moves in with the band as they're recording their new album, Saint Anger, and gets them to talk for the first time in 20 years about their feelings for one another.
I think, to me, it's not going to be a matter of whether the cameras are in play, but whether or not you guys are free enough to risk being seen by other people.
All this is captured by documentary filmmakers Joe Berlinger and Bruce Sanofsky. Initially, they had signed on to do a simple making of the album film.
But the very first day we got into San Francisco and set up our cameras, we were right there in a heavy metal therapy session with the biggest hard rock band of all time. And so Joe and I knew that there was something, obviously, right now that would take us beyond the sort of making of an album thing. 'Cause, you know, we looked at each other and said, wow. You know, who would believe that Metallica would be sitting in a hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton discussing their most intimate problems? That'd be one thing, but to have, you know, cameras and a film crew there capturing all of it was, you know, beyond our greatest expectations.
The movie took 3 years to make. In the middle of shooting, singer James Hetfield disappears into drug and alcohol rehab, where he stays for more than a year, not communicating with Lars or the other members of the band, who don't know if he'll ever return. But he does, and that's when things reach rock bottom, says filmmaker Bruce Sanofsky.
I mean, there's some pretty amazing moments in the film that were painful for Joe and I to sit through because, you know, we got to know these guys pretty well. And it's like watching a friend's family having this huge fight while you're over for dinner, and you're not sure whether you should stay or go.
I mean, we're in shit moods, and we're not going to get anything
done. All we want to do is pick a fucking fight. And
you know, I don't want to pick a fight.
This is so silly. You're just sitting there going, I'm in a really pissy mood. And
I fucking told you I'm in a shit mood. And what have you been doing? Fucking picking at me all night.
It's like watching a bad marriage, with guitarist Kirk Hammett acting like the traumatized child trying to make his parents get along. But slowly they make up. The band goes back into the studio. And for the first time, the entire band collaborates on songwriting. Finally, a couple of years after they first began working on their new album, they hire a new bass player, and they're ready to go on tour. But James Hetfield, now in his 40s, says he's questioning what it means to be a rock star.
I think guys sometimes love to be thought of as a god but treated like a baby. And I think this career is kind of the ultimate in that. And it does get to you no matter what. You know, when you're walking down the street, some even a little kid says, "Hey, you're the dude in Metallica." And wondering, well, yeah, I am, but I'm also this little girl's dad. I'm also, you know, his friend. I'm also this. And to have them not know that other part of me, it skewed my image of myself.
But yet, you don't want to give it up.
Well, it's the only thing you know. And, you know, we were 18 starting a band, and this is what we wanted. And you know, I, in some way, I didn't care, you know, what the lifestyle brought on. You know, we pretended to not be a part of it. And, you know, if we're trying to help younger bands or say they see this film, okay, look, the answer is stay human. Talk about your problems. Stay connected. And is that enough for people to enjoy your music? Or do they need the tragedy? Do they need to watch someone, you know, go through tragedy and triumph so they don't have to?
Frantic is the hit single from their new album, Saint Anger. Unlike their previous albums, the anger is now directed inward. Nearly every song seems like a screaming apology for their past bad behavior. For Hetfield, being on stage now is also different.
I'm standing up in front of, you know, 30,000 people and getting goosebumps on my arms. And I've never felt that before. I've never been able to look people in the eye and not have it blurred, and I see why they're there. I see why I am there. It feels really good to be on stage. And it's pretty interesting and very ironic how much I wanted to feel that and was also afraid to feel it.
Thank you so much for supporting Metallica through all the rough times and all the great times. Metallica loves you!
The film has a happy ending. The band stays together. But some critics have wondered if it was worth it, musically. Saint Anger has received lukewarm reviews, but James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich think this movie may be more important than the album. And even though they financed the film, they did not insist on creative control, a first for this very image-conscious band.
Final cut, I mean, if there was something in there that we wanted changed, of course we could sort of slam our fists in the table and tell them to change us, but we didn't. And we pretty much just went with their gut feelings on pretty much all this stuff, and I'd like to say that they made a lot of right choices.
The documentary is Some Kind of Monster. The album is Saint Anger. Metallica is on tour until Thanksgiving. They say they'll take a break after that and start working on a new album sometime after the new year, this time without a therapist and without a camera crew.
So much love here, huh?
Yeah, I know. What is this band?
People are turning off their radios across the country. We want conflict. We want despair. We want misery.
I'm madly in anger with you. I'm madly in anger with you. I'm madly in anger with you.
For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.
And for you day-to-day Metallica fans, you can hear an extended version of Madeline's interview with Metallica at our website, npr.org. There's more about the movie there, too, and some Metallica music. This is Day-to-Day, rocking on from NPR News.